USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid sharp opposition, the Trump administration has backed away from a plan to send illegal immigrants to Florida. Homeland Security has now switched plans to send large numbers of migrants from the Mexican border to other regions, such as the northern border and also Florida. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan.
We do have stations in Florida. We have stations on the northern border. They're very small stations. It wasn't going to be an effective use of resources. But yeah, we had to look at all options.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Also on that show, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff. He says he doesn't agree.
The only reason they're pulling that back is because a Republican governor has challenged this idea.
Severe weather is bearing down on the nation's midsection. People are bracing for heavy rains, high winds, and tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The former vice president had his first campaign rally in Philly. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden calls President Trump America's divider-in-chief, saying let's stop fighting and start fixing. Meanwhile, he says China continues to move forward.
They're building 5G, mastering AI. They're rewriting the rules of the Internet. They're moving into areas that should not be abandoned by us. The rest of the world hasn't given up on the Paris Climate Accord. They're pushing it. They know it's essential to human existence.
The U.S. is warning that commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf are risking being targeted by miscalculation or misidentification by the Iranian military. Tensions between the two nations is on the rise after the U.S. sent an aircraft carrier and bombers to the region over still unspecified threats from Tehran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pope addresses journalists at the Vatican. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Pope Francis calling on journalists not to rush stories. At the Vatican on Saturday, the pontiff spoke during a Foreign Press Association event, telling journalists they can avoid producing fake news by being thorough at the task of researching a story first. The Pope said it's important to take the time to, quote, understand an issue before reporting on it. He also said freedom of expression and a free press are the indicators of a nation's health.
In the same week, San Francisco voted to ban police use of facial recognition. A new report is now out on the NYPD's questionable use of the technology. The department used the photo of Woody Harrelson in its facial recognition program. They were attempting to ID a beer thief who actually looked like the actor. Georgetown University Center of Privacy and Technology highlighted the April 2017 incident in a report on what it says are flawed practices in law enforcement's use of facial recognition. According to the report, security footage of the thief was just too pixelated and produced no matches, while high-quality images of Harrelson returned several possible matches and did lead to an arrest. The report says facial recognition has helped the NYPD crack about 2,900 cases in more than 5 years of using the technology. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.